Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Podcast, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Ringside Robert, and England's adopted son, Joe Habib. We have a great show for you today, and as always, you can catch us on the web at www.ringsidereporter.com. You want to call and ask questions or just give your 2 cents, call in right now at 323-870-3857. We'll be here till about maybe 9:30. I don't know. Yeah, somewhere around there. We'll find a way off of here soon. So today we're going to talk about Joseph Parker and Tyson Fury. Has that fight been canceled? We'll tell you about it. It'd be a shame if it was. Robert, I've got some bad news for you. I've got some news that, like, when I say this out loud, I can't hardly believe I'm saying this. But for the second week in a row, Adrian Broner is our train wreck of the week.
Well, that's why it's called the Adrian Broner train wreck of the week.
Let me ask you, though, Robert. I mean, is this something you're surprised about?
No. No.
Nice. All right. We will also be talking to Michael Montero about the upcoming Klitschko and Joshua fight, and that's actually where we're going to get started here. The upcoming fight will be Anthony Joshua versus Vladimir Klitschko. Robert, in a nutshell, I mean, without revealing your pick and everything like that, do you think this is like a passing of the torch type of fight? Is that what this is like? Is that what this is to you?
Yeah, I think this fight here, it will either be a new star is born and a new king in the heavyweight division, and this is the person you have to go through, or the era that we've been experiencing will continue. It's as simple as that. So it's definitely a passing the torch fight.
Okay. Beeb. You're high on everybody in the UK. You're England's adopted son. Is that how you view this fight as well? I mean, how big, let me ask you this, but let me start off here. How big is this fight in England?
This is a gigantic fight, even on Mars. this is a gigantic fight, in my opinion. That's how I'm viewing it. I'm really excited about this fight.
So, let me ask you, as far as like Anthony Joshua goes, is he, I mean, a lot of people in England didn't embrace Lennox Lewis to begin with because, you know, he was part Jamaican. He won the Olympics for Canada. Was he, I don't even know, you know, people in England loved him, no question, but I don't know that he was ever fully accepted. This guy, I mean, Anthony Joshua, they really seem to take to him. You know, he won the Olympics for Great Britain. So how big is he? Does he have a chance to eclipse Lennox Lewis as the biggest star ever in Britain? I mean, as far as heavyweights go, and even Frank Bruno especially.
In my opinion, yes.
I think so because he's very humble. He's just a very likable guy, personality-wise, very engaging to everyone. Doesn't really say anything controversial. Seems to be, like, politically correct. Doesn't really offend anybody, but, you know, he has a killer style in the ring. So he's a baby face outside the ring and a killer inside the ring. And that's what the fans really like, too. I mean, we've said this before. It's been noted that he's like in the top five most marketable athletes in the world. I think his Yeah, that's true. I think his personality, the way he carries himself in and out of the ring, has a lot to do with this, in my opinion. So I like the guy. I think he's good for boxing. And I think he would you know, be a great heavyweight champion. He'd be, a, you know, a real good look for boxing. I think he would represent the sport of boxing very, very well. And, you know, I love Tyson Fury too, but this is a guy who can reach out to everybody. He can become mainstream because of his personality, his marketability, and because of the way he carries himself. So I think he's good for the sport all around.
And I'll show you how much England loves him. They sold out Wembley Stadium in hours, 90,000 seats. That's how much England loves this guy.
Well, and you know what gets me about that whole situation, is they kept releasing seats. This was one of those things where they just, you know, they sold X amount of seats. They didn't sell it out, but they kept releasing seats. And before you knew it, the arena was full. They could not put any more seats in it. Eddie Hearn would release about maybe, what is it, 5,000 to 10,000 seats at a time? Is that correct, Beeb? It was like 5 or 10,000?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then they just kept doing it until it actually filled up. So there it is, man. All right. So, Beeb, are you ready to do your Beating the Odds with Beeb segment?
Let's go. I'm ready.
And now it's time for Beating the Odds with Beeb. Starring Britain's adopted son, Joe Habib.
All right, next week it is going to be upon us, Anthony Joshua versus Vladimir Klitschko, and this is a somewhat of a crossroads fight. This is a fight to see if Anthony Joshua belongs. And it's also a fight to see if Vladimir Klitschko still belongs, because he's been there for a while. But in my own humble opinion, I started to see some slippage in that Brian Jennings fight. So let's get started here. Anthony Joshua is a minus 240